We continue on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, four lines down from the top, last Daf of the Masechta. We probably will do the recording in two or three Shiurim instead of our standard four. So the Gemara begins with a Stira. Ramile Rav Amram L'Rav Sheshes. Rav Amram asked Rav Sheshes the following seeming contradiction. Tanan Hashvudin Ve'ask La'malabnan Be'or. Fa'tanya Rabbi Kachin Hashvud Ve'ask La'magilin Ve'chamin. We have this Mishnah, our Mishnah, which says that when it comes to a spit or a grill, the way you have to kashrut if it becomes treif is through libun. And we also learn by kachin, same items, in order to kashrut, you do hagala. You can do it with liquid. How can that be? So the Gemara answers, Amrali, Amram Bri, Rav Sheshes says, Amram, my son, ma'inyan kachim etzel guli ov t'guchavim. Why are you comparing kachim to kashering something which is treif? Hacha hetera bala, hasa misura bala. Very important yesod, which we're mentioning now. The Gemara is going to reject it, and then ultimately at the end of the sugya is going to come back and bring this answer back again, which is that by kachim, it's different. When the kachim items go in to the kli, or the kalim, it goes in as heter. It's permissible. It only becomes nosar after the zman that it no longer will be allowed to be offered on the mizbeach or eaten afterwards. So if it's one night and one day, so it only becomes nosar the second day. But while it's being absorbed into the walls of the kli, it's hetera, it's completely mutter. But when it comes to treif, it's already treif. It's isura, but it's absorbed treif. So you can't compare the two. The Gemara says, well, hold on a second. You still can compare them a little bit because Amar Rava, Rava comes along. Now we're going to have Rava and Abaye getting into it after this discussion between Rav Amram and Rav Sheshes. Amar Rava, sof, ki kapalat, yisura kapalat. It's true that when it absorbs, when the kachim absorb into the kli, it's hetera bala. But when you pull it out, when you extract it through kashering, now it's usur. Now it's Easter when it comes out because it's more than a night and a day, or maybe even 2 days. So El Amar Rava, rather says Rava, you know what the Gemara in Kachim or the Mishnah in Kachim meant when it says, or in Zvachim, Amar Rava, my Hagala Nami Shtifa Umarika. Hagala means Shtifa Umarika, means pouring and scrubbing, which is a form of kashering. In other words, it's not a regular form of Haggalah, it's a stricter form of Haggalah, which is almost equal, essentially equal to Libun, or more than that. I think the way Rashi understands it is that you're doing Libun, and you're also doing Shtifa Umarika. I believe that's what Rashi means to say. Amrali Abaye, mi dami Mariko Shtifa Bitzonein Haggalah Bechamin, but that doesn't make sense, because the Mishnah says Hagala. If it wanted to say Marika Ushtifa, then it would say Marika Ushtifa. Marika Ushtifa is done with cold water. Hagala is hot water. So rather, Amrli Abaye, Abaye says, Rava, I don't like your pshat. Rather, you know what the Mishnah and Kachim is talking about with regards to Kachim is talking about? Amrli Ele Amra Abaye Yagid Alav Reyo. It's teaching for its friend. What do you mean it's teaching for its friend, for its neighbor? Tana Hacha Libun V'hu Adin LaHagala. Tana Hasam Hagala V'hu Adin LaLibun. The one Mishnah by Avodah Zarah teaches us that you're supposed to do Libun. And we learn from Kachim that it's Libun and Hagala. And we learn the reverse, the opposite, from Kachim. Kachim says Hagala, and therefore we say it's Kachim. And then we also learn from Gilui Ovi Kachavim that Libun is required too. So you have to do, the point is, says Abaye, you have to do both Hagala and Libun. That's Abaye's pshat. Amrle Rava says, back to Abaye, wait a second. Ihachi, if that's the case, that you need to do both for Kachim and for Gi'uli Ovid Kachavim, it requires Hagala and Libun. Ihachi listeninu lukulu b'chara. Well, at least at one point, it should have taught the halacha in one of those two cases that both are required. The listeni chada b'irach acharisi. And then teach one in another case, and we can say, just like in the other case, you need two, so to hear you need two. But to teach one in Hagala of one by Kachim, which is Hagala, and one by Gilui of Kachavim, which is Libun, and then say, no, it really means you need both, That doesn't seem to make much sense. Dilemma Yagir Lev Reyo. Then you would say Yagir Lev Reyo, but in this context, it doesn't work, says Rava. So rather, Rava goes back and comes up with another possibility. El Amar Rava, Kachim Hainu Taimayu, Kid Rav Nachman, Amar Rava Baravua. The reason why in Kachim we only require Hagala, it's based on the teaching of Rav Nachman, Amar Rava Baravua, De Amar Kol Yom Beyom Nasa Giu Lachavero. That every day, a Hagala is done. What do you mean every day a Hagala is done? Since you're using the Kalim for Kachim every single day, so once you you essentially going to be purging the absorptions from the Kli every day. And therefore, when you purge it, it comes out, and it was always comes out beheter. That's the assumption. So since every day, it's not a real Hagala we're talking about, it's the fact that you're using it another time, you're purging all of the absorptions out. So the Gemara later on, as Rashi points out, is going to ask, well, that means you don't need Hagala at all, so why does the Mishnah say you need to do Hagala? We're going to get there later. So the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. You're telling me that every day the absorptions are being purged, and therefore there's no issue. Tenach shlamim. That only makes sense for a korban shlamim. Why? To kivan to the shnei yamim is achli. Since you have 2 days to eat the korban, so then mikami dini have no sar kahave gil. Then we can say, when can you do the hagala? You'll do the hagala the next day, and therefore you still have another day before the absorptions become no sar, so that you'll be able to purge it, and there won't be any issue of coming out as iser. Ella chatas, but when it comes to a korban chatas, kiven de layom v'layla misachla, since it has to be eaten in the day and the night, kime v'ashu b'ha'idna, chatas, havi noser, ki hadrim v'ashu b'lamachar o shlamim v'chatas, kapala noser t'chatas, da'idna v'chatas v'shlamim d'lamachar. But essentially, if you're doing a korban chatas, what's going to happen then is you're not going to be cooking a shlamim until the next day, or a chatas the next day. By the time you're cooking the new chatas, what you're purging out is already noser. That's not going to work. So Amri, they explained, lo tzricha. No, you know what we're talking about? They were very medaktik and makbid in the Beis HaMikdash. Techei mevashal b'chatas ha'idna, hadr mevashal b'ha'idna shlamim. The same day that they would be mevashal ha'chatas, they would mevashal ha'shlamim, in order to purge the chatas out. Now you have 2 more days. De la machar, de chatas de la machar u'shlamim de esmal b'hari hadari kashalim zmanayu. And then you have the chatas of the next day and the shlamim of the previous day. You have a full day, v'hadr mevashal shlamim de la machar, and now you'll do another shlamim. So by doing that, by switching the usages, you'll make sure, and doing it within 24 hours of each other, you'll make sure that you're always purging the kachim, the kodesh, out of the kli, and therefore you're never going to have a situation where you're purging nosar out when they have iser. The Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Ihachi, if that's the case, then hagala nami lo liboy. Based on this teaching of Rav Nachman, as we mentioned before, you're never going to need hagala, because at this point, just cooking it for the next usage, for the next korban, is enough. So why does the Mishnah say you need to do Hagala? You don't need Hagala anymore. So rather, the Gemara says, you're right, Kasha, that is a difficulty. Based on Rav Nachman's Shita, that would be a problem. Now, or a difficulty in understanding the words of the Mishnah, but it doesn't mean that it's wrong, it just means that the words of the Mishnah would be difficult. But nevertheless, Rav Papa comes up with a third Shita, and then we're going to have a fourth Shita. Rav Papa, Amar, high karid, high low karid. Rav Papa says, you know what the difference is? You know why by Giule of the Kachavim you need Libun, and by Kachim you only need Hagala? Is because high karid, with regards to Giule Kachavim, the absorptions harden. They harden in the pot. Why? Since you don't use Kalim all the time. They're not a commercial oven or commercial pots. So you're in your house. You don't use them all the time. Therefore, the blias harden inside of the walls of the kli, and it's harder to get out with hagala. And that's why you need to do libun in order to really get it, get everything, all of the absorptions out of the pot. High low card, but when it comes to kachim, because you use the pot all the time, the way we understand it is that the absorptions are much more fluid, they're looser, and therefore it's easier to get out, and even a hagala will be able to remove the absorptions. So that's one pshat of Rav Papa. Rav Ashi says, La'olam kedamar meikar. Really, let's go back to our original answer. V'hacha heterabala, hacha isurabala. That really, we say heterabala versus isurabala. That when it comes to gi'ulat kechavim, it's isurabala. That's why you have to do libun. But when it comes to kachim, it's heterabala. And therefore, you only need hagala to take it out. But we had the question, which was, udika kashalach debe'idnata kapalat isura kapalat. But we know that when you're purging the absorptions, what you're purging is isur, because it's nosur that's coming out. So that should be a problem. Answers the Gemara, very important answer here. Be'idnata kapalat lo isa li isura be'ine. And at the time, when it's being purged, you can't see the iser. It's not visible. It's just something which is coming out. These absorptions, the bleas, are being purged from the kli, but you can't see them. Since you can't see it, we're going to view it like it's batal, essentially, and or not hukar isuro, as Rashi's words are. Since it's not hukar isuro, we're going to be makel and say you can use Hagala. That's an important, very important yesod with regards to koshering in general. So, for example, one of the most common questions that comes up when a person goes on vacation is you have an Airbnb and now you want to use someone's oven. They want to kosher the oven. How do you kosher the oven? Do you need to do libun gummer, or is maybe only Hagala would be good enough? Well, first of all, if you already know that it's been 24 hours since the oven was used, well, that's already it's an eno ben yomo. That's number one. But number two, maybe you won't need to do libun gomer. It's true that it was isura bala. It was isura bala, and therefore it sounds like based on our Gemara, if it's isura bala, then you have to do libun gamur, but if it's isura bala, now it's 24 hours, you may not have to do isura bala. Now, a hagala would work. How do you do hagala with an oven? Ovens don't work. You can't do hagala with an oven. You can't put an oven in hot water. But there's another form of koshering, which is not libun gamur, which is called libun kal. Libun kal is what we tell people, turn the oven up to the highest setting for an hour, to 400, 500, to broil, or whatever the highest temperature setting is, without putting it on self-clean. Self-clean is what you would require to do a libun gummer. But if it's already been 24 hours since you've last used it, or since it's last been used, maybe now you can rely only on libun kal. And since we say stam kelim einim b'nei yomen, we perhaps can assume that the oven wasn't used in 24 hours, and therefore you would be allowed to get away with libun kal. The more basic or fascinating discussion that comes up here is with regards to koshering your oven on Erev Pesach. Because Erev Pesach, when I'm koshering my oven for Pesach, my oven has chametz. Before Pesach, what's the status of chametz? It's heter. It's hetera bala. So every absorption in the oven was hetera bala. But tomorrow when Pesach starts, it's going to become isura bala. So what happens if I'm koshering the oven before Pesach, for Pesach? Is it enough to remove the hetera by doing a hagala type of koshering? Or do I need to do a libun gummer type of koshering because it's going to be considered isura bala? Many poskim say that in this case, because it's hetera bala and you're koshering it before Pesach, you would only need to do the lighter form of libun kal, and therefore you turn up to the highest setting for 45 minutes, and that's fine. However, I would say the general custom is certainly, since many have self-cleaning ovens, is you put on a self-cleaning oven before Pesach in order to kasher. But certainly, my tradition is to kasher to be makel to kasher with libun kal, even though practically, as I said before, my oven and many others have a self-cleaning setting. So once a year, you put it on self-cleaning, and that is a way to kosher. But these issues arise based on this Gemara right here about koshering for kachim versus koshering for ge'ul of the kachavim. If it's hetera bala, then hagala or libun kal would work. If it's isura bala, then you have to do libun gamur. Again, if it's an Eino Ben Yomo, that already takes it off the requirement for a Libun Gomer at that point. But that is not something which is clearly mentioned in the Gemara here. It's just based on the earlier part of the Daf on Ayin Vavim and Aleph and Ayin Hamad Beis, which is that Stam Kalim Einam B'nei Yomon.